Perhaps I can just ask an open-ended question here this evening. The question is this: what makes you and me, what makes us different from the rest of the world? When I say us, I mean believers, I mean Christians. What makes a Christian different from everybody else on the face of this earth? Well, primarily one thing, and it's simply this: that we are united to Christ. We are united to Christ. And that's how the confession opens here. All saints that are united to Christ. And that isn't meaning some saints are not united to Christ. All saints are, okay? So all saints, comma, that are united to Jesus Christ, their head. And that's the one thing that sets the unbeliever and the believer apart. We're blessed, men and women, to be part of the body of Christ. But you and I both know that even the natural realm or physical body has many different parts. That's very important. You know the analogy there in Corinthians. You have the eye and the you have the eye and the hand and the nose and the ear and so on. Every part of the body has its particular function. But every part of the body, men and women, must help and support the other parts of the body. We're a team. We're a team. And that's very important. You see, no individual in the church of God is like a sponge. And a sponge does what? A sponge simply absorbs all that it can get, and it retains it, it holds it. It has to be squeezed before you get anything out of it. That ought not to be the way of a child of God. Instead, every one of us should see ourselves as we actually are, as members, as soldiers in an army. And when you're in an army, every soldier has his rank. Every soldier has his job, his part to play. No soldier is useless. No soldier goes into battle without having a task, an assignment, and a job to do. No soldier. In the army of God, men and women, because that's what we are the army of God. We are called the church militant. You're the church triumphant in heaven. We're the church militant. We have a battle to fight, and we all have a task to do. And that is what chapter 26 of the Westminster Confession of Faith is about. The title there is The Communion of Saints. So just to clarify this, we're not talking tonight about the Lord's table. We're not talking about the communion feast. This is the communion. This is the fellowship. This is the interaction, if you like, between the people of God, one with another. And I have to say, this is really an incredibly, incredibly, incredibly practical chapter. Full of doctrine, but practical, certainly. It refers to humanitarian aid and many things that indeed we ought to involve ourselves in for the glory of God. Paragraph 1, let me give you the title that I put to it. We're going to call it relationships. Relationships. And that's what this paragraph is about. Let's just start here and let's work our way through this paragraph, because I want you to get this tonight. And we're presented a doctrine at the very start here that should thrill your soul. This idea of being united to Christ. All saints that are united to Christ Jesus, their head, by his spirit and by faith, have